Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and then get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We call it your bluff. And when it comes to West,
the dots.
connect the dots. Link with the connect and we collect them blocks. Run into a pussy and collect the swatch. When we catch a headshot, disconnect the top. Woo!
Let's talk about the trap, let's talk about the street.
What is up?
You look up to Jordan, we look up to Meech. Clean a nigga, block up me, that bitch bleach.
Spend a half a quarter on the
money. Niggas tryna call me, tryna make another me. My baby mama bitchin', but she still be fucking me. You blowin' up her phone and she steady suckin' me. Whoa, whoa. You a sucker, sucker. I gotta bend over, finna fuck a fucker. Them boys police, them niggas undercover. Little bitch, that pussy so dry, you finna break the rubber. I done took a nigga life and I take another. Young nigga pull up on smash. Young nigga got that bad. Young nigga ran that jazz. Nigga, we ain't going that sad. Y'all nigga going that bad. Y'all nigga hang around fat. Y'all nigga make a nigga laugh. Y'all nigga make a nigga laugh. Nigga, we ain't throwing no flat. 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 Nigga, we ain't throwing no flat.
We cannot throw in the towel. Niggas a gun, you down. You better move like a cow. Niggas will shoot up the crowd. Kissing up like a trial. These niggas are running your house. Fucking that thot in the mouth, got no sugar bun on my cow. Bitch, ball of shit, rat, gay, what we talking about? Bitch, sucking dick for the fame, get the fuck out. Pop me a perk, send me some circ, I'm tripping the fuck out. Send me the skirt, send him the merc and he get knocked out. Shot it so bad, shot it so sad, he slip on the sofa. I didn't even ask, I did when to smash, so bitch bend it over. I pray I don't crash, I'm sipping no ass, so bitch I can't focus. I cut on my fast, I go get the bag, then go by the old guy. Shot it so bad, shot it so sad, she sleep on the sofa. I didn't even ask, I just wanna smash, so bitch bend it over. I pray I don't crash, I'm sipping no ass, so bitch I can't focus. I cut on my fast, I go get the bag, then go by the ocean. Get your hoe from the blind side, I got it on me, I'm fine, you dime. Eat the dick, she wine and dine, I fuck her, she wine and crime.
Smash, smash, smash.
But when they get live, these niggas ain't down to ride. Your niggas bowed and doubted, my niggas turn to Michael Myers.
Young nigga pull up on smash. Young nigga got that bad. Young nigga ran that jazz. Nigga, we ain't going that sad. Y'all nigga going that bad. Y'all nigga hang around bad. Y'all nigga make a nigga laugh. Y'all nigga make a nigga laugh.
Birthday. Hit the curb, do your number, pick up money. Jump out on my porch and hit the ground running. Trust spot, do that purse, share that mileage, smoke that reefer. Mama told me she ain't like me hanging with them people. Made a fraud to put in 20, made it flip again. 20 band from the bank, 200 Benjamin. 200 band for some bad boy, you better call me. You haul van, get them all, me and what you call it. Money on the phone, money calling, yeah, I talk to it. Need a new shade, cause the money got a wall for it. I just spent a day in the bay. Before I walk to it, all about my business and my pocket number white folk. Money came by love, cut it, bitch, they need my tight dope. Turn up at the day party and kill them at the night show. Real nigga reunion, I put widow, so I might go. Rapping easy, I can do it on time, I close. When Robin was a job, I would do that shit from 9 to 4. My partner drove from Holly Grove to hell to get them zans. And I rework every number with money in my hand. Birthday, hit the curb, do your number, pick up money. Jump out on my porch and hit the ground running. Trust spot, do that purse, share that mileage, smoke that reefer. Mama told me she ain't like me hanging with them people. Made a fraud to put in 20, made it flip again. 20 band from the bank to 100 Benjamin.
Say I'm on the enemy. Got a cold with my dog, can get in between. I can give them life, no more energy. Amen, amen. Spend about 60 on the time, I can't even lie. No way in, no way out, this shit do or die. So I roll when I roll, must be suicide. Amen, amen.
I can ride Benz, I don't do peace. I feast, I beast, I gotta eat. Saber tooth, tiger, diamond tooth, teeth. Rockin' right now, won't you come pink? people's outside. The way that ass shake, leave your mouth wide. You need to say grace for you say thanks.
Amen, amen. Left in my life, don't know what's in store. I've been dealing with these blessings that I can't ignore. Putting up the numbers, we ain't keeping score. Amen, amen. I been on the block with it in my side. Run it in our house for 12 o'clock. Yeah, the hood love me, but you gotta watch. Amen, amen.
I just popped 3, I don't do sleep. Yeah, tryna shoot a scene, make a movie. Yeah, we gon' fall through, coming through deep.
Amen, amen.
Yeah, packed it from the south, moved it to the west. Iced the logo on the cross, threw it on my neck. Yeah, when I rep the set, gotta stay blessed. Yeah.
Amen, amen. People tryna say I'm on the enemy. Got a cold with my dog, can't get in between. I can't give them life no more energy.
I hear my nana, she be talking to me.
Amen.
I hear my niggas, they be talking to me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money. I hear my bitches, they be talking to me. I hear the streets, they be calling for me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money. Yeah, yeah. Couple bands won't change me. I'ma still be the same me. Yeah. Niggas say they made me. He just mad cause he hate me.
Yeah.
Clip shooting like Katie. Pull a hard time Brady.
Woo.
Now I'm about to go crazy. And your bitch drunk in love.
Go.
Got me feeling like Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I'm a motherfucking god.
Go.
Pulled up with your lady. Everything I do is big.
Yeah.
On the road like gravy.
Hey.
And I'm turned to the max. Might be cause I'm wavy. Do it for all of my niggas. I pull a force on my niggas. I don't do drugs, but I just pull them jiggas and pass them all on my niggas. Once I get back, them in the back of my grizzly. Then I start pouring that liquor. Then I just kill them. Then I stop talking to niggas. Stop fucking with all of these niggas. I fuck them all. Find me a bitch that can fuck. I be fucking with all of these bitches. And I got a deal. They want my baby right now, so I stop going rolling these bitches. I fuck them once, then I stop liking their pics. Then I stop calling these bitches. I got the rock. I got the rock in my pen. I'm walking toward these bitches.
Like, hey.
I hear my nana, she be talking to me. I hear my niggas, they be talking to me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money. I hear my bitches, they be talking to me. I hear the streets, they be calling for me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money.
Nick P, too lit, did bitch, too lit. AP, too brick, bad bitch, too thick. Fashion, ooh wee, back in, ooh wee. Kardashian, two piece, Mac of that Uzi. Trapping by Pool Creek, action when it bout me. They say you not the man in the streets, I flash it. Now you got the man with the key.
Hold up,
I crashed it. Now I'm in that new strategy.
What?
They finally free my fucking brother D.
Pedal.
Man, time to turn up on them beats. I'm dangerous. Oh, you acting hard, nigga, please. Gang with me. And we in the club 100 deep, nigga.
Yeah, bit too lit, the bit rule crit. Bit dark shade, dark pay, okay. Red bit, Sharday. Red bottom 2K. Yacht master 40K. Atlanta, new wave. Yeah, bit too lit, the bit rule crit. Bit dark shade, dark pay, okay. Red bit, Sharday. Red bottom 2K. Yacht master 40K. Atlanta, new wave.
Atlanta, new wave. I got Blu-rays. Still in the bird, bitch, I'm too paid. The fortune made me swerve when I'm cruising. Know I make them nervous how I do this shit, nigga. Park the donk on Urban, leave the keys in the ignition. Ain't no shoot like Curry, nigga, try me, I'ma switch. No bitch, I ain't nervous, I got rats and I got glitz. In that blue excursion, I'm in traffic, send no inches. I might go to Phyllis, go to Flame, or throw a 20. I might take a shop and buy that, but ain't no feeling. She still go to college, but her daddy don't be trippin'. And I'm with my partners, time to turn away with my niggas.
Bit too lit, the bit rule crew. Bit dark shade, dark pay, okay. Red bit, Sharday. Red bottom 2K. Yacht master 40K. Atlanta, new wave.
Shop.spatitup.com. Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades. specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
when you can bat it up. Yeah, 2S Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Lamborghini Mercy. Yo,
the hip-hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am. City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, what the fuck is up? What's up, Slim J? Y'all online, you know, give us a call, man. 323-642-1597. We're in the building, let's go. We got DJ Hell Blood. And True West on the line. What the business here?
Hey, y'all.
What is the business? What is the word? What's going down? What's happening? What's up? What's down?
What's going on down there in Canada?
Oh, shit. You know me. I'm just up here trying to do this thing and watching the basketball game.
That happened in Richardson, Texas.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
God damn. Boy, I tell you. Motherfuckers be doing shit and giving motherfuckers other ideas on to do the same goddamn thing. Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. I was just telling somebody the other day, they ain't doing them but building a pattern by keep running this shit over and over, talking about one school, they just setting up enough for another one.
Right.
Thinking about that
right.
stupid statement that the press release talking about, he shot up some elementary kids because he was bullied when he was in that grade that they was in. It just don't make sense, so they trying to make up an excuse for it.
It's going, I mean, like I said, if I was getting ready to go shoot up some people, I'd be wanting to shoot some other people. Well, I beat up everybody that bullied me, but.
Well, you know, one of them kids that got killed was a sheriff kid, so they probably, that's probably another reason why they took that shooter out, too. You know, he killed a sheriff kid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Yeah, I was the one that, I don't give a damn if this nigga was the preacher. That nigga took my life when I was five, nigga. I'm going to shoot that nigga if I was going to do something like that.
Or either some of us parents need to just go ahead and sign our kids up when they get the age of 16 and go ahead to the shooting range, and so they can go ahead and get their concealed carry, see what the age limit they need to pass along there, because that's just ridiculous.
Boy,
yeah.
These white folks ain't waiting till their children get 16.
Mm-mm.
See, they teaching them how to shoot 7, 8, 6 and shit like that.
Yep, that's how mine been. Everybody
was
my oldest, you know.
Well, see, the thing about it is, you know what I'm saying, they let them teachers and all them people in school have some guns, you know what I'm saying, it'll be something totally different. You know, because I was talking to my boy the other day, and, you know, like, when I was in Texas, I seen a nigga walking down the street with an AK on his back, and that shit fucked me up. It totally fucked me up. So, you know, the more people that's able to carry weapons, the less this shit happens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? See, in Cali, we just can't. We got to have our concealed permits and all this whole other extra bullshit. You know what I'm saying? In order for us to be able to walk around with our guns, but you got places like, you know, Texas, Florida, Arizona, and they got weapons on them, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, so if you come walking up to me with that little ass 22, nigga, and I got this 4.5, nigga, you might say twice before you fuck with me.
Right.
Well, so that's the thing that the motherfuckers gotta have.
Yeah. I was supposed to went to my little cousin graduation at George Washington Carver High School in New Orleans Friday. But my son had his first football game Friday. So come to find out, I don't know if you heard about it, but it was a big nasty fight there. Grown ups fighting the kids, and I'm talking about it was just a big brawl there. It was horrible just looking at it on TV.
Oh, no shit.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about
And just think, if you wouldn't have went to support your son, where would you have been?
Exactly. And I'm like, I told my son, I say, this your first game? I said, you didn't tell me. Look, I canceled two graduations. And I'm like, nah, it's his first game. And then, you know, they won the game. And I seen the next morning, I was like, goodness, I need to call check on my family. And he was like, yeah, they were straight. They got out of there, you know.
That's what happened to my son's old school, cross-town school that he used to go to. They had to graduate, and they started. That's the one that started it in Hot Springs, Arkansas. It started there. Then they went to Tennessee. Then went down to where you was at, went to Michigan. They had 6 high school graduation shootings in a week's time, in a week and a half.
Wow.
No, it went there, Little Rock, Tennessee, down in South Louisiana, Michigan, and then one other place. They had the six shootings in the parking lot at the damn graduation.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my auntie scared me. She said 24 people had got shot at my kid at my son's graduation. So I called him. I'm like, man, y'all. And he's like, I'm in the bed, you know, because his mama scared me, talking about he gone. I'm like, I just talked to him before I laid down. He's like, he's in the bed. I mean, he said that he was in the bed laying down about to go to sleep, and then she said he was gone, so I'm paranoid. Then I called, and he's like, man, I'm in the bed asleep. I'm like, damn. And then I found out it was just 4 people got shot at the crosstown school that he used to go to. So I was just like, man, yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, motherfuckers is going wild. Motherfucker, Mr. Everywhere and 82.
Yay, yay. What's up?
What up, business, brother, brother? We just talking about these old crazy-ass motherfuckers shooting in schools and all that shit.
But see, the politicians, all them Republican politicians that took campaign contributions, millions of dollars from the NRA to not pass gun laws. So that's what you stuck with.
Right.
So you stuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
Texas governor, he's stuck with it. He's the one passed anybody in Texas can get a gun. No license, no training. Anybody in Texas, go get a gun. Go for what you know. The governor did that. So they stuck with it. Them blood, that blood money is on their hands.
Wow. Well, my thing is
the people.
Yeah, exactly. I was just about to say that, actually. It's the people, man.
The gun going to sit right there and be a gun. If an idiot don't pick it up and go do something stupid.
All okay, right. But listen to this. Listen to this. They said, okay, you're a felon. You can't obtain a gun. But the ones who are doing the killing are the ones who went and then purchased it legally.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So what have you saw? Whether the felon got the gun or a legal purchase got the gun, the whole school gets shot up by who? The people that had the right to own it.
The crazy-ass white boys, that's all them motherfuckers did. Because I don't give a damn. After all the goddamn smoke clear, you ain't never seen a black motherfucker out there shooting up no damn children.
Right.
When California had them guys that robbed that bank down there in L.A. that time and shot up everything, they passed the toughest gun law of banning all assault weapons in California. So 2020, they say it's a pandemic. What we're going to do, we're going to lift the ban on automatic weapons in California. So that's the door. You leave the door open, flies going to come in, and air going to leave out.
Right. Well, you know what's crazy about that old situation? I knew them niggas who shot that motherfucker. They were shooting at the bank when they robbed the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Them motherfuckers live right around the corner from them. That shit was crazy as fuck. I was like, them niggas live around the corner.
Yeah. Kyle Rittenhouse gave it the green light. They said, okay, you can be this age and not even supposed to be in possession of a firearm, but they gave it the green light. When you patted him on the back, he gave it the green light for people to say, okay, I can just go shoot. 18-year-olds shoot. They ain't even supposed to have a gun, but they can shoot.
Well, see, that's one of the things that I was just saying. I was saying that. And you got everybody, because once again, like Florida, Arizona, Texas, if either have a gun or don't have a gun, right? But you know what? The more people that got guns, I think it'll control the whole situation a whole lot different than it would with people without them, because they talking about gun control this and gun control that. But, all right. Well, first of all, you ain't gonna take away that goddamn what's the First Amendment, Second Amendment? You got a right to bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, no matter what, if you got a gun, any motherfucker that's feeling some kind of way could go somewhere and just start blasting.
Mm-hmm.
They not gonna ever be able to control that shit. So what? What you gonna do? You getting ready to go and take guns out of everybody's hands? Is some stupid motherfucker sitting there right now thinking about doing the same old type of shit? But what the fuck the kids got to do with it? You know what I'm saying? Kids ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Motherfucker in church, they ain't got nothing to do with this shit. Nigga, you want to impress me, nigga,
you
walk in the police station, nigga. And start letting off. You know
go
what I mean?
Through go to the where somebody that you that's armed to give you a battle, whoever you hate. If you hate rednecks, if you hate black folks, well go where they at. Go where your enemies at. And go in there.
Well, I mean, all you got to do is you wanna do all that. I mean, Ukraine is hiding right now.
Well,
and they should bring back if you come to jail and you did an attack like that and survived, it should be by noon the next day, public execution.
live on
right.
CNN.
Right, right.
Now, that's the deterrent right there. You did the heinous act that they could be. Shouldn't ain't no trial. What is to be discussed?
Yeah, they doesn't talk about no more. Your ass going to die tomorrow.
Tomorrow. And she don't think any of your daddy's money can't get you out. That's why they make a mockery of our judicial system, because the money, and they see this and that, and nobody takes it serious. But if you see a thief running around with a nub where his hand used to be, I mean, you're not going to want to steal too much, because just the risk that you might get caught.
I said that before.
It ain't worth it.
I definitely said that before, because, you know, in them other countries, don't logo in the building. Hey, I said that before. If a nigga steals something in them countries, them motherfucker will cut your goddamn hand off. You rape a woman, your ass getting castrated. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, if you fuck around and kill somebody, nigga, that's your ass. You, especially young, on some nonsense. That kid that shot all them children up and all that shit, he died. But if he would have survived, execution tomorrow.
Running to the Constitution. It says cruel and unusual punishment, excessive bail. They want to go into the Constitution after the fact. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody wants to use the Constitution after the fact.
Nigga, fuck that trial. Fuck all that. He allegedly did. Alleged. Nigga, the nigga did it. What the fuck you mean, alleged? So, therefore,
he's not guilty until proven guilty in the court of law.
Nigga, fuck that. Go on the court, nigga. If you did that shit today, your ass should be dead tomorrow. That's just the bottom line, my nigga.
Time up in the middle of the street, stone his ass.
I guarantee you niggas will calm the fuck down. You know, some niggas just, they want to die. You know what I'm saying? They want to die.
Well, South Carolina just brought back the firing squad, so they got the firing squad in Utah, the only two states that got the firing squad.
Yep. Nigga, and I will put that motherfucker on TV live to where motherfuckers start thinking like, oh, my God. Just think, I was about to go and kill some motherfuckers tomorrow. I don't think I'm going to do that. I just seen this nigga got shot up. He just got caught yesterday.
You don't remember Faces of Death when they had that execution on Faces of Death?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, imagine that.
Oh, imagine that. See, those are the things that motherfuckers don't understand. You know what I'm saying? They think that they going to do this shit. Nigga, I mean, me personally, and I know the same thing with y'all, I just can't just go and just kill random people for nothing. Oh, yeah, you fuck with my family, you fuck with my people. Oh, nigga, it's on. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I'm just gonna be like, fuck it, I'm just gonna go to the store, and I'm gonna kill everybody at the store for nothing. Nah, bro. Somebody got to make an example out of somebody in order for these motherfuckers to think twice before they even think about going and shoot up some people. And then Julia was just saying somebody else out in Texas, they shot a school or some shit.
Yeah, they stopped them from going in there in Richardson, Texas.
Man, that shit is crazy, but it's one thing, like I said, it's one thing about it. Can't nobody do nothing about it at all. Then the motherfuckers, they piss me off because they always say, well, yeah, now around the school is going to be, you know, massive security today. Nigga, it's done. Ain't nobody else getting ready to come up there and shoot the same school up again.
Yeah, it was a citizen had saw it. When he pulled up, it was a citizen, saw an AK-47 style rifle pistol and an AR-15 in his car. And that's how he got, they called, somebody called the police on him, and that's how they stopped him. Like a little girl, I think she's 10. I might have the age wrong, but she was in this shooting, and she got shot 5 times, and she actually is still living. So they got, like, 2 or 3 survivors, you know, from that shooting that happened. Just imagine a 10-year-old little girl getting shot 5 times and living. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you what the super twist is. Them little kids was turned up. They only got a couple of more days, and then it's going to be summer break. So they was turned up. Because I know when I was that age, when the motherfucker, I knew I only had like 2 more days left in school, and I'm going to be off for like a month or two. Shit, I was turned up. These little kids was turned up. They about to get out of school for the summer, and then a lot of them die or get shot. And they only got 2 more goddamn days left. Somebody got that. Make an example out of somebody. I mean, hell, they do it to us all the goddamn time.
Mm-hmm.
All the motherfucking rich folks, them motherfuckers, they do some shit, and they get off sky-free. Us poor folks, nigga, we can rather go and do the whole time, nigga. Make an example out of some of these motherfuckers. I'm telling you, you put that motherfucker right on TV, firing squad, have that motherfucker standing up against a wall or a tree or whatever the fuck you want to do. And me personally, the firing squad should be the motherfuckers, the people that killed their family. You know what I'm saying? If you kill my children, I should be one of the niggas pulling the trigger.
Yeah, that's how they do in Greece and some places, because they leave your fate in the hands of the family. If you kill somebody in a DUI wreck or something like that, you might have to be in servitude to their family or something. They decide.
Yeah, nigga, you kill 15 kids, there's 15 family members standing there with the gun, nigga. It might seem like overkill, nigga.
Nah, that's too quick and painless, because I say, y'all put them gun down. We finna skin him. We finna peel his skin off, and somebody go run it, fill that bathtub up with some alcohol and some salt.
That's crazy as fuck. Hey, look, you should shoot that nigga with some of them goddamn rock salt, nigga.
I'm finna torture him. We finna do like salt. We're going to play all kind of games, like Saw, boy. We're going to make that joker want to. Then the Chinese water torture, let that drip on his head, tie him up on that faucet, and let that water drip.
That don't sound like a bad idea. Yeah, that nigga torture that motherfucker for a little while before you actually kill him.
Yeah, play
that.
That
should be dope. I bet you niggas that... Hey, look, I had that shit on video, nigga. We have to make a new Faces of Death, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Faces of Death, motherfucker, 2020.
Put them in the screen room with some fire ants and some bunch of mosquitoes.
Oh, nigga, some bees, nigga. Put some honey and shit all over his ass. Unleash the bees.
Nigga said, get the gun, man. Come on, just get the gun, see.
Well, nigga be like, just kill me. Them goddamn bees be fucking his ass up. Some of them killer wasps.
I use the wasp because the wasp sting and bite over and over. Bee only gonna sting you and die.
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah.
I mean, nigga, I'm telling you. So I guarantee you, if them motherfuckers see this, that's one thing about, you know, the United States. You know what I'm saying? But United States, we too lenient, and we don't, nigga. I bet you, in some of them countries overseas, I bet you the motherfuckers put that shit on TV.
Mhm. No, my dad was just—he was over in when he got out the military, he went to Saudi. And he stayed over there in Saudi for like 10 years, and he said they would still have public execution
in the town square. They stop all commerce, everybody shut down the city, and everybody report to the town square and see what's going finna go on. They still probably doing that to this day, probably.
I bet you if they did that shit out here in the United States, niggas would be thinking twice about what the fuck they do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If it's something that's justified, like, nigga breaking your house, nigga, you know, something like that, nigga, on my property, I should be able to shoot your motherfucking ass. Depending on the situation, you know what I'm saying? But if you
and
take your gun,
they can damn near, they can sue you and win your house if you set a trap or they get hurt breaking into your house. You had some faulty shit at your house and they got hurt breaking in. Now they done sued and won your damn house. Tell me how that worked.
Well, I'm going to put it to you like this. Somebody come in my house and they ain't supposed to be in that bitch. I'm going to shoot their ass. I don't give a fuck, whatever.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's just like what I found out, in Texas, you know, if the motherfucker, like, say, for instance, you got a car and you ain't paid for your car and them goddamn repo people come out there, oh, you can blast their ass if they come in your yard.
Not if they got a deal from the judge, you can't.
Nigga, they said if you come in there to take their car and you go in their yard, them motherfuckers could blast your ass.
If they got a deal signed by the judge saying, what'd you call it, that you didn't, you haven't purchased that deal, that they still, because they still own it till you purchase and get the title and stuff. If you got a seal signed by the judge saying repo or eviction, you better not shoot nobody. You going that way. I don't care what state. You cannot.
Well, a lot of times, though, Mr. A, where motherfuckers don't go and get nothing from no judge. They don't go and get nothing from no judge to go and repo your shit. They just, oh, okay. Mr. Edwell, let me such and such, whoop that man whoop. And then, and he ain't paid his car bills or whatever. And them motherfuckers ain't going to get nothing from no goddamn
you know,
good.
They're trying to
find a car.
Yeah, they supposed to get it signed by the judge saying, okay, we got this deal to repo because they didn't pay woo to woo. So then that way the judge says, boom, so somebody don't say somebody stole my car. They be like, no, we already know that your car was in repo for failure to pay. See,
do you really think that everybody that get their car repoed or towed away because they didn't pay their bill, they got something by a judge? The motherfucker be like, well, that nigga scratch ain't paid his goddamn car note, so they gonna go. They don't go through. A lot of motherfuckers ain't getting ready to go through no judge in order for them to go and repo the car. Them motherfuckers just go and beat the car up. They see that motherfucker, the shit parked in the front, nigga. Nigga, you sleep, them motherfuckers, and the motherfuckers so swift, they bag that motherfucker up, got their shit up, and gone like a motherfucker. They ain't, a lot of people don't go through all that shit. They ain't going through no judges. Yeah, nigga.
If they don't, they get shot, they'll be on them.
Mm-hmm. We got to do that out here. You know what I'm saying? We can't do that shit out here. But in Texas, them motherfuckers ain't even gonna go. If they do go through the damn judge or not, nigga, if they come out there and get blasted, they dead or fucked up. And the other person, whoever shot them, is getting ready to be accountable for it.
Now, Texas got a deal that you can shoot them in your house, whether you shoot them in the back or not, but. Some states, if you shoot somebody leaving your house, then you can still get charged with manslaughter if you shoot somebody leaving because they say they weren't posing a threat because they were leaving your place of business or residence. But Texas,
right.
If they inside, you can shoot them in the front or the back.
Dude, I seen a video 5 days ago. This little white boy looked like he was about 10 or 11 standing on the side of his school bus. I guess it's his school bus. I see his little sister or whoever beside him. And he got a gun in his pocket. And it's an adult right beside him. Ain't trying to stop him or nothing. I don't know what he's saying, but he's holding a gun. And I can send y'all the video. And he just showing the bus driver like ain't nothing been said about that incident or nothing. I guess they trying to cover that up too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see? Motherfuckers need to be, they need to have public execution. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker fuck around and do some ignorant shit. I bet you niggas stop doing that shit, bro. I put money on it. I bet you niggas will stop doing stupid shit. They'll be like, oh, my God. Niggas, they see that shit about 3 or 4 times. Somebody getting their motherfucking ass smoked in the middle of the goddamn street. Oh, niggas, they'll be. Niggas will be motherfucking. Mm-mm. I ain't. Mm-mm. Not unless you just got a death wish. You know what I mean? You want to die type of shit. Mm-mm. I'm just saying. Let's take a sister right now, man. And I would fucking, well, I would love to see that shit. I mean, me personally, I ain't morbid to where, you know, I want to see somebody get fucking killed. But shit, if a motherfucker, if it's even out of tame nigga's mind, I guarantee you niggas will fuck around and think twice about the shit. That's all I'm saying. Well, check this out, man. Through us radio, man. If y'all got something that y'all want to say, man, weigh in with us. You know what I'm saying? Give us a call, 323-642-1597. If you got something that you think that we should do about this shit, you know what I'm saying? Give us your opinion. We're about to get into a couple of jams, and we'll get back with y'all in a minute. The West Radio, West Coast Wednesday. Let's get it.
It's Pac, Machiavelli. I'm in the studio, drunk than a motherfucker. Ready to freestyle this shit and do it live. Live for all my dogs. For all my dogs out there raising hell, just to see a young nigga raise the bell. Stepped out on the streets fresh from jail, all the police wanna rag and tail, not knowing that I sexed my mail. All these niggas wanna see me fail. That's just the intro as I sit back and rock this instrumental. After the fire comes the rain, after the pleasure there's pain. Even though we broke for the moment, ball in the game. Tell them, yo, my military be prepared for the buffer. Similar to bitches, it's scary, get you near me. We run from visions of overpacked prisons. Millions of niggas, thugs living. Pressure, three strikes, I hope they don't tell us. They polar heater, ammunition and quakes. Move it out of style, help me fly down. Let's do some flicks, they got me. Feeding for coming, see the money, be going just like I'm dreaming. Singing scenes of me balling, officiated. And it's misbehavior. Cop the cops, 4-5, snatching niggas' tables. Label the mark, soon as we start, it was hard to quit. Started out drinking 40s, moved the hardest shit. Goddamn, now I'm a grown man. I follow no man, niggas got my own plan. In my hand, got the 45. I can get live to survive, make these niggas die. While getting high, though we cry when these thugs bug. Niggas are leaving their caskets, that's what you get for being player-hating bastards. Me and my clique's so legit, we keep a 50 on us. Niggas know you can't touch us when they get to come against us. These niggas be defenseless, it's senseless, knocking niggas back on the fence. My whole clique be sick, and though we rip whole crews, niggas knew we came through drinking 22s of brew. And though we drink Hennessy's, we provide our enemies with more shit. The art of war so legit, I read my name out Machiavelli with the thug life tatted on the bottom of my belly. Can these niggas understand this? My whole family is sick and so scandalous. Let me introduce my clique, Castro. When he blast y'all, niggas run to hide. Napoleon will provide the game. Let me explain why Edie provides shit for the needy and take from the greedy. Gaddafi, he not sloppy and not a copy. He's the only one. Bring a gun if you want it, young noble. Bring a soul to the truth. Let them know we come through in the bucket of BMW. We trouble you, the W for Westside. Niggas out when they try to infiltrate my crew. We never hide, we ride and die together. And when you see my clique, we always ride forever. Me, my whole clique is sick. We smoke this to me. Can you convince the G
come against me. You can't see me on TV or live. Niggas die when they try to come against me. Never hide in my own zone, in my own dome. I'm a mind, I'm a dumb. Niggas knew it once I came on the splash on niggas. Well, I dash on niggas once I mash these figures. I'll be bad, a nigga. It's me, Machiavelli, aka the Don of this whole clique. Niggas, you so sick. That's my freestyle, drunken flow. Just so you bitch ass niggas in the back row know. Whether it's New York or Texas, ride through an Lexus, a BMW, I trouble you throwing up for evidence, big old W. My double R proves I'm a big rap star, rocking the grooves. Niggas, where you at? Where you are? Is the back in the front when you bump this shit. I keep a gat inside my trunk, legit, always. Though I'm on probation, I still rock the nation. I don't bail, though last year I was in jail, raised hell. Until I get my mail, will I fail? Hell nah, nigga, bite my nails. I keep a manicure, though you panic, you're still gon' die. Went pocket high, smoking endo. I roll my window down, a smooth criminal. And though I pack this pound, 357-045. Will I hide, will I die, will I ride? Niggas never know why. My whole crew, a family clique. Are we sick, are we live? Though we struggle to survive in this motherfucking 9-5. Turn to 9-6, 9-6, turn to 9-7. I keep a 357 Mac 11. Back home, I got an MO. What did I say? A mini 14. My double R. Ride with my clue. Ride with my crew. You don't have a clue, nigga. When we coming for you, we hit the house of blues. Acting like fools. My nigga Fatal. Put a gun inside a club like he was fucking prenatal. Had a baby inside his chest. Nah, nah. Baby inside his belly. Nah. It was back in belly. They told him don't bring that gas out of belly. I say, yo, Fatal, what are you crazy? See his pitching outside the front. Nigga saying, goddamn, them niggas is funny as hell. What you want? You want some punk? Hell, now the niggas don't want no beef. That's why we left that motherfucker in the rolls, a limo, I mean. With bitches inside, too. Me, I was chilling in the back. Drinking on some Hennessy, I just did a dope-ass show. Them niggas will always remember me. Came from Italy. Bellissimo, what's it called? Yeah, nigga, I got Versace, Armani. All them niggas wanna fuck with me. Oh, no. I always represent my people to the fullest. Yeah, I'm that same motherfucker that took 5 bullets. Count, came out, rapping and stealing, making 5. Motherfucker records got sold millions, millions. Platinum, I made 5 platinum shits, you know what I'm saying? Niggas can't fuck with me, Tupacalypse, not known for playing. I took shots and gave shots, fucked the cops. Well, I stopped, I said my shit, reached the top. Niggas out there wanna do me, but it's my dick. Bad boy, you're the Fuji. Y'all niggas that never stop me, never drop me, never make me fall. Me, Tupacalypse, all I know how to do is ball, ball, ball. My crew survive reincarnation after I'm dead. They'll rock and roll and bring the funk to the whole nation. And you know, each one of these niggas have a gun with my name on it. You know, I set the game so clear it's playing on it. You know, when I'm dead, my niggas will ride for me. Kill everybody. They each got a city to pick and make it all fun.
Where Brooklyn at? 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 We gon' do it like this. Hey, time you ready? Check it. I got 7 Mac 11s, about 8, 38, 9, 9, 10 Mac 10s. The shit's never end. You can't touch my riches, even if you had MC Hammer and the 357 bitches. Biggie Small, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht, the 2 weak spots, the 2 hot blocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot Dredd in the head, took the bread and the lamb spread. Little Daddy got the shotty to your body, so don't resist, or you might miss Christmas. I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the runs dripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DECK. My slow flow's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana, sniff the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad hells, my voice excels from the avenue to jail cells. Oh my god, I'm chopping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at they christening.
Nigga, fuck them all. Westside, nigga.
Get your cash on, nigga.
You know how we do.
Niggas close their eyes, see their dreams and they sleep.
Death row, don't fall asleep, nigga. Don't fall asleep. Eyes open, sleep wide open.
Get your cash on, nigga. Other niggas close their eyes.
Quit staring at me like an infrared, nigga.
Fall asleep.
Pictures of plenty, sipping my glass full of Henny. Hands on my stimmy, automatic kill for pennies. Approach for contact, cause I'm live, I multiply. Soon as I open fire, niggas die with open eyes. Scared to take a nap, it's a trap. A long maze, dreaming of getting stacks, making scratch the wrong way. What the song say, we murder motherfuckers daily. Blackout, blow the track out, my lyrics never fail me. I inhale strong weed to release the stress. Deliver the bomb shit from the east to west. Like, yeah, yo, niggas pull out when I face up. If you peep, other niggas close their eyes, seeing dreams and they sleep. But don't fall asleep, yeah, don't fall asleep. You can get your cash on, nigga, if you peep. Other niggas close their eyes, seeing dreams and they sleep. But don't fall asleep. Now in this life, I'm leading, I try to see, but I fail. I'm thinking I should have listened when the teacher was teaching. I bailed through life with more free knowledge than the book you gave me. But in school, I played the fool, I finally should have took a Disney. Now I'm in a position.
Anybody that you know, regret and spend money, and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I what? Niggas wanna fight for something for nothing, nothing for something. This shit ain't free, so I wonder why niggas keep running. It's like paying $5 for a chronic pack. You can't get tracks if you don't tap. I don't give a fuck if you was too fucking great. If you don't have the money, then your ass gotta wait. I'll go somewhere else to get your shit made. I don't care where you go, niggas wanna get paid. You can be the tightest rapper, look at God's real nerd. Trying to get shit for free, you get exactly what it's worth. A whack ass producer making Disneyland beat. Sounding like two ice cream trucks rolling up and down the same street. You had a chance at the five, and you blew it. We the tightest around this bitch, I thought that you knew it. So don't come back in the garage no more. If you do drop IDs when you walk in the door.
You get the Benz for the price of a Hugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Red brand is spending money, and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. You get the Benz for the price of a Hugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Red brand is spending money, and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. You get the Benz for the price of a Hugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Red brand is spending money, and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. You get the Benz for the price of a Hugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Red brand is spending money, and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. And you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for.
West sir, this Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
What up everybody? You rockin' live with King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, Confederate Soldier, with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Represent all the way from the dirty south, baby. We in the building.
Drop that ass when you on the floor, cause it's time for truth.
listening to Have Love. Bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangsta shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet P with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
True West Radio, that's right, motherfucker. True West Radio, who is it called? 323-642-1597. Get back in the building. Mr. Airware, because he Airware. DJ Have Love, DJ Heavy Love, you know, because he heavy, he's got a whole lot of love. Goddamn truly, because he true as a motherfucker, you know what I mean?
Aww.
86, because he jumped off the porch in 86. And Rev Ali, just because, you know, him and God got a special edition, you know what I mean? What's going on? Oh, shit. Hold on. I didn't even put that. Damn, I thought I played some music. Where the music at? Oh, there you go. All right. I think I'm right now. Damn, it was some other crazy shit I wanted to talk to y'all about. I can't look at my phone, man. I'm telling you. I could build a computer for your ass in 30 seconds, but I can't do shit with these phones. There was something that I seen on the phone today that was funny as fuck. I know one thing that I can remember. My mom lived about 20 or 30 miles away from me. She lived in a place called Newberry Springs. So these motherfuckers, they got this shit up on the ground and was growing a gang of weed. I'm talking about they had weed, but they put the shit underground. So if you went up to the area, they had like a big rig, but they dug the shit underground and had all the weed growing underground. And you know what gave their ass away? They goddamn electric bill. You ain't got no goddamn, really no house. Don't you know a little camper that motherfucker be having? So the motherfucker like, all right, that damn camper is not putting out that much electricity. They went and found a goddamn, they had the weed up on the ground, and it's crazy because my mom be like, I be smelling weed all day. Every time I go outside, I just smell weed. And them motherfuckers had all that weed. They busted them motherfuckers. That shit was crazy as fuck. I'm like, y'all dumb fuck. I could have put it on above ground, and I wouldn't have, you know, looked so suspicious. Oh, yeah. That's just crazy. That's one thing I knew I wanted to tell somebody about that. Oh, yeah. Rev Ali, what's good, brother? Bueno. Hello. Well, goddammit, you ain't gotta say nothing. Should I talk to somebody else? Shit. Oh, damn. Nigga, allergy season is fucked up for me, bro.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
What did you say for that?
Damn, is that my phone fucking up or that's your phone?
That's his phone. You sound like he underwater and shit.
Yeah, it's not like that. Yeah, nigga. Nigga, don't be hitting no sound. Swimming? I was about to say, don't hit no sound while you on the show, man.
Am I still swimming?
No. You out the water.
Yeah, you out the water now. Now you in the jacuzzi.
All right. Let it bubble. You heard me?
They got a goddamn waterproof. A waterproof phone around that motherfucker.
Man, I don't know what's wrong with this motherfucker. It was supposed to be waterproof. But it's like water.
You got to graduate from the flip phone, nigga. That's what it is. They got the flip phone.
Save me. I've been doing flip phone ever since we started radio. So don't knock my phone.
Hey, you all right? I got a flip phone, too. I don't fuck with them smartphones off of that bullshit. I got me an AARP phone, flip phone.
That nigga said AARP. Dr. Spock. Beat me up, Scotty, phone now, nigga. Hey, you know what? It was crazy. When I went to East St. Louis, when I was on tour, nigga, I seen all them niggas break out them goddamn flip phones. I was laughing like a motherfucker. All them motherfuckers, they flipped them motherfuckers over. They call them dumb phones.
Yeah,
that's when they conduct all their business on the flip phone. Listen, we got smartphones too, but we conduct our business on a dumb phone. Like y'all niggas out here balling like a motherfucker, but nigga got flip phones. Me and my son was laughing like a motherfucker.
I seen a dude the other day had one of the big ass phones on his side, looked like a computer. And the motherfucker, well, I thought that's what was ringing. The son bitch wrist in his pocket to pull out a flip phone.
Oh, that's just funny as fuck, nigga. I seen a nigga with a flip phone. I be like, what?
Yeah, this nigga had the phone put on his side like he was some type of business. Big ass phone. Then you'd be blind to work that motherfucker.
Hell yeah, nigga. Hey, you know, I think in the back, I still got my brick phone, nigga. I would fuck people up if I get that shit hooked up, nigga. I'd be walking around with that big old brick phone, nigga.
Boy.
That you could actually beat somebody ass with, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, that was a durable motherfucker. A lot of bitches got slapped with them motherfuckers in their hand.
Yeah, that motherfucker was too big though, nigga. I had that one. I had the one that looked like a suitcase. I just had to have that motherfucker in the car. I had to walk down the street with the goddamn
with the battery in it.
Nigga, that shit was expensive, nigga. That shit was like $1,000, nigga. You can talk. You had to really just talk and get the fuck up off of that shit.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I'm in front of your house, man. You coming out now or whatever? Yep. Okay. That shit was like $1,000 a month, my nigga. Nigga walking around with some luggage and a phone, nigga.
This thing they did when those phones were popular. I was in school. And believe it or not, I had one while in school.
I had that motherfucker in school too. But then, you know what I'm saying? Then I see, nigga had, it looked like a goddamn, like you had to carry a suitcase, nigga. You want to carry that motherfucker around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that motherfucker was the shit. Especially when nobody had one but you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Doing my 7th-8th grade years,
huh? Yeah, nigga. Hey, look, I'm telling you, that got you some girls like a motherfucker too.
Yeah.
That phone really work? Hey, look, even if the motherfucker got cut off, nigga, act like you was walking around with the motherfucker.
You can do is charge it up and make it make sounds and shit and tell motherfuckers they can't use it.
I be like, hey, that shit was off. I be like, hold on, let me call you right back. What you say, girl?
Yeah.
That shit be off like a motherfucker. Damn, this nigga walking around with a goddamn telephone.
Yeah, I had that and a Metagram pager, and I told this girl, I said, every time that motherfucker go off, baby girl, that's $700. And I had that motherfucker going off in class. I had to go off in class. You know, we got an hour of class, right? I made that motherfucker go off eight. I made it go off eight times. she thought I was tripped
hey, look,
up.
We did the same thing because we had Sky Pages. I don't know if y'all remember Sky Pages.
Yeah.
Because Sky Pages was the first one.
Yeah, Sky Pages was a shit.
That was the first one that you could actually, they could type a message. You call 1-800-SKYPAGE and then be like, hey, tell that nigga Rev Ali, I'll be over there in a minute. And they had typed that shit in and sent it to him.
Yeah.
Scratch said he'll be over there in a few minutes.
Then
and Sky Talk too, nigga.
Oh yeah.
1-800 Sky Talk.
Nigga, 1989, 1990, nigga, I was balling. And it wasn't even my phone, it was my mama's phone, but she would let me use it.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with it. Nigga, they had Sky Talk, nigga, all that shit, nigga. Because remember, when you used to just have your pages, if I paid somebody, you put 911 on that motherfucker or something. Then when
that
you got the Sky Talk and all that shit, you just call the motherfucking number and that shit pop up because you had the big-ass pages and that motherfucker put all whatever you typing in that motherfucker. And then look, then it went to chirp. Remember we had the chirp? I know y'all had the chirp.
Yeah, the chirp. Yes, sir. That was the shit, man. I'm telling you, boy, I wish they can go back to that shit. Because this shit they got now, they got motherfuckers. They should have a law. No walking while texting. Because motherfuckers be running into walls, running into people, damn near getting hit by cars, all on their phone walking.
Huh? Scotty?
Yeah.
Nigga, you on True West Radio. What the hell going on?
I'm on True West Radio.
Hell yeah, nigga. I'm doing the show right now. I just merged you in, nigga. You on True West Radio.
I'm watching the game up here in my office.
I'm on the radio.
God.
I'm on True West. I'm at my office in Lancaster. It's called Madrano's. I got a first-class seat right here. When I walk in, that's my office. Been there for like 27, 28 years. You know, I walk in the door, they already know what I drink, they know what I eat. They got everything ready for me, man.
I hear you.
I'm watching the game. Hey, let me call Scratch and see how we looking over there before I tell them to shoot me a little bill. Because when I come to my office, man, I call all my friends in the area, and they come around, and they want to do business. They want to make sure it's gotten well taken care of.
Get that shit out.
I'm calling you. I was calling you to tell you to send me a bill. Now I can cut that off.
Oh, hey, no! I'll send you a bill. That's nothing. Hey, look, my bad. I'm sorry.
No, we gonna cut that off, Scotty. Don't worry about it. He ain't gonna send it.
You ain't sent your bill yet. What you talking about, Ollie? You got me.
Man, you done been out here. You done been out here five times and won't come to San Diego. Won't even meet me on the 10. Won't even meet me on the 10 and the 15.
You told me that you ain't got no place for us to go kick it so you can make me a bomb meal.
Wait, man.
Hey,
Zagatour.
I ain't never told
Zagatour.
You no shit like that.
Zagatour, all that nigga got to do is just come out here to the goddamn, to the show, nigga. He's talking about we don't come down here. All you got to do is come to the show.
You want something?
Huh? All you gotta do is come to the stone, Grand Valley. All you gotta do is come to the stone.
I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about Scotty D. Scotty D. Know what I'm talking about.
Between y'all, man.
Yeah. He won't meet me on the 10 and the 15 to slap a nigga's hand, give a nigga a hug so I can drop you a little money. You know what I'm saying? You know I ain't one of them digital ass paying niggas.
Well, hang on with old people. My old partner talking about getting my double shot of whiskey.
Well, I'm old too. Shit, I'm old, nigga, too. Nigga. I got an AARP phone.
All about it. It says, what kind of whiskey you getting?
Hey, look. Hey, Mr. Everywhere on this motherfucker.
Mark Maker whiskey.
Mr. Everywhere, motherfucker Julia, motherfucker Love 86.
Yeah, yeah.
We all on this bitch.
Hey, I'm going to call y'all on my phone on the show. Let me get this out the way.
You going to use your AARP phone?
I'm going to use my AARP card to get my discount in my office, man.
Dude,
and my veteran card. I got a veteran card, AARP, AAA, all that.
All right, bro. Just hit the show back, my dude.
What y'all doing on the show? Who's on there?
This is Mr. Everywhere, 86, Julia. You know what I'm saying?
I don't hear nobody.
What up, Scotty?
What's up, Scotty?
Now I hear everybody. What's up, family? I'm up here.
Everybody
on
this motherfucker.
Oh, man, I got my other family. Oh, man.
Oh, everybody, that's the coach. Everybody sleep, nigga.
Okay.
KD in the building.
What up, fam, bam?
You got the best hand, man. All be right. Ready for December, man. We're going to get some Cuban cigar,
yeah,
man.
Coach.
Sit up there in the skybox at the
been,
championship
man?
Game.
Yeah, long time. That's right.
All right, Big O, we just called back.
All right.
Would you share the lead?
All right,
yeah. My nigga Scotty D, help damn, I got to go over here with a clap. I don't need to, nigga, I ain't got no claps, I ain't got no music, I ain't got shit going. My bad.
The last time I said we was going to grab the phone, I was going to be like, yeah.
Why you ain't got no claps? Scratch, what happened?
I don't know. I ain't, I went to the doctor, so I had to go and get some more claps.
Well, you know, penicillin don't work for the claps no more.
nigga, fuck around and nigga, gotta take something a little bit more tougher. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, either that or you get the crip. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, is he coming to the stove? The scratch?
Oh, Scotty?
Yeah,
he about to come out here in a minute.
Oh, okay. So tonight then?
Yeah.
Damn, I wish y'all the white niggas don't tell me.
They
be full, man.
I think I would be up here at the store.
I wish I could
be up here the last night. Shit.
I
keep it under the up all goddamn night.
Man, I wish you niggas would have told me he was coming down before so I could hit the 15, because I can't hit the 15 now because I'm over here at the house stuck.
Nigga, if you start moving now, you can make it up here when he get here. Because he coming from Lancaster, so it don't take you 2 hours, it'll take him 2 hours.
Yeah, I'm
gonna have to. Yeah, you just go out the cover, hit the stove, nigga. Nigga, this motherfucker, nigga, I got enough room, nigga. I'm telling you, nigga, it was about 15 of us. You need to be 15 niggas sleeping this motherfucker.
Damn.
Hell yeah.
Well, I'm gonna reserve
you
a whole
time. You gotta sit your ass up and sleep, but you be sleep. Nigga, it'd be like 10 niggas working. And 10 niggas sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all rotate around the clock.
Got a lot of room for it.
Yeah, my couch, Julie sees the couch. motherfucker be all around the goddamn couch. Everybody be sleeping. It'd be like niggas, then everybody else be working and shit.
Yep,
then
I had a whole couch in my field,
niggas. Then they got 100 screens in this motherfucker, so you can't miss nothing. Yeah, nigga, see. You better
you
keep go on and jump on that motherfucker now. You can beat that nigga here.
What you got to work on tonight? Same thing?
No, I'm going to work on your shit tonight.
Oh.
Oh. I'm going to work on your shit tonight because I'm getting closer and closer to 100 bars.
Oh, that's what I'm waiting on right there. How many you got?
55. I think it's like 90. I think
okay.
I only got like 10 more left.
Well, we get off the air, I'm going to start writing. Well, I might need to wait this way. So
I know I gotta send you the damn track.
Yeah, I'm gonna say.
I'll send you the track. Hold on, I gotta hear this shit real quick. Hey. Turn it up. Turn it up. I know 86 don't want 100 boards. We can make this motherfucker 500 boards, nigga.
86?
Yeah. We can make this shit 500 boards, nigga. Yeah. 86, you got 100 boards for me?
I said, that's a challenge. Son, what y'all talking about, man?
Yep.
My nigga 86, what's happening, man?
What's happening with it?
Reverend Ali, man. Thank you for adding me on your page, OG.
I love you, man.
I see
you on the yeah, you too. I got you. You got my friend request, huh?
Yeah, I got. We already connected. We've been connected for like about 2 months, 3 months now.
God, yeah, that's what's up. That's what's 86, up. Yeah.
You ain't got 100 boards. 86, you ain't got 100 boards for me, huh?
Oh, yeah, shoot. That's the track you was playing in the background?
Yeah, you want to hear it again? Here you go. Let's go.
Hey, I'm vibing. I can't catch it right now, shoot, man. You know.
Well, we can make this motherfucker. We're making 1,000 boards. Nigga.
Huh.
1,000
make
boards.
Make this 2,000.
Yeah, we got
it. I donate 1,000 boards. Make it 2,000. Raise the
y'all motherfucker. If y'all motherfuckers can see, if y'all can put the boards together, nigga, it's going to be nonstop. It ain't going to be no breaks. But the only thing I'm going to do is when I get everybody bored, I'm gonna change the music. But that's the main focus.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Already, me and my son was in there. We was going through a gang of shit earlier. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, nigga, I want my change to be this. I want my change to be that. Because now that nigga want to get on. So we probably be on some like 600 board shit. Just all straight through, nigga.
You know, but that's how you raise the bar.
Oh yeah, you gotta raise the bar. Trulia wanna do 100. I'm gonna do 100. My nigga All City gonna do 100. My nigga Big Pep gonna do 100. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, we nigga, I'm just talking about all the way through. Nigga, that's some shit that you could just jam to, nigga. Nigga, if you rolling, nigga, if you in your truck or your car, nigga, and you going somewhere, you could listen to all that motherfucker. You damn near be there. along with everybody got some time to have a verse. I know my verse is going to be fucking hot. I'm just saying. My verse going to be hot.
You got it going on like that, huh?
The only thing, I just haven't rapped the motherfucker yet.
You got it going on like that, huh, Scott?
Huh?
You got it going on like that, huh?
Oh, well, I've been writing. Well, I wanted to do it. I was going to do like 400 or 500 by myself anyway. But I just started thinking, like, well, damn, what if I get, if I do 100 and everybody else do 100?
Ball.
I had already started my shit. I already started writing my shit. Then, if you really want to know the truth, shit, I done already went through like 4 or 5 notebooks. So I already got, I actually already got 100 books. If you really want to know the truth, I got 400 books. If you really want to know the truth.
Damn, but she, you know, I only do 44 bars, 16, 12, and 16.
Cause nigga, I just got notebooks and notebooks full of rap. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, that's,
you know, but I don't even want to use those. I just been writing like fresh shit. But if I just want to go and grab some shit, I never rap, nigga. I could just grab those and put it all together. Nigga, 16.
Yep. I heard you say you wanted all of us to hook up one day, all of us to get connected. Listen, if y'all want to do that, if Vegas is okay, I can get us a suite at the Retreat World. No problem.
I mean, I know the president is, man, because you know I know for a fact it'll be easier for us Cali motherfuckers. It touch down because it seemed like all that, nigga, the Texas, the Florida, all that shit is like just right there. It's just us. We the ones that's far away. I don't know. Well, how are we gonna make it happen, man? Just let me.
If y'all come down this way,
man, I'm gonna be like, if I get this $2 million, I'm about to just send for everybody.
If you want to come to Nevada, and if you want to meet Nevada, let me know. I'll call the president of Resort World, and he'll make sure we got a suite.
Yeah, well, like I said, I get this money. I'm just getting ready to buy everybody a ticket, and we all just going to go and we going to lounge and see you and get fucked up and get kicked out. Cause I guarantee you that's what's gonna happen. They're gonna be like, "Get your motherfucking ass out of here." Now that's fun.
Oh.
Oh my god. Yeah, well we gonna get together. We all gonna get together. I think, you know, I know more or less. I think the 6th, I gotta call my brother and see. Nigga, they're sick. I think we supposed to be in, I think Houston. But how far is Houston from where y'all at, 86?
She's about 7 hours.
That's like driving from San Diego to Sacramento.
Yeah.
Oh Lord. I don't know. I'm gonna find out.
It's 5.5 hours from me.
I'm gonna see where my because he gonna do it's the Waka Flocka Lil Wayne concert. You know, we could probably all meet at that motherfucker. I don't know exactly where that shit's gonna be. I gotta find out. But we could meet at the Waka Flocka. I think that's on like the 6th of next month. We could all meet up at that motherfucker. Then you get all the backstage passes and free drinks and nigga them. That's a new word, nigga them, you know what I'm saying? That's still my word, you know what I'm saying? I'm not
Where is it again?
Stolen.
I don't know if it's going to be... I think it's going to be somewhere in Texas. I just don't know exactly where. I got to call my brother and see what's up because, you know, what that nigga do. Like that! Let's go, motherfuckers. I ain't never rooted for Boston like this. But I'm gonna find out exactly where it's at. Cause I think, like, hold on, let me call this nigga. This is how we gonna do this.
Dallas dug up in that ass yesterday. They gotta do it one more time.
Do it one more time. They got to do it three more times.
I'm just saying. One game at a time.
One time won't get it.
No, one game at a time, Mr. Everywhere.
Yeah, but they playing on the West. You already know how that go.
No, I don't. Yeah, Dallas going to get that ass. Matter of fact, they should have won the game before last night. They was winning by 20 and lost the lead. But I don't think they're going to lose the next game.
They got even won. They goddamn got rested up at that halftime when they had that damn rain delay.
Mm-hmm. Warriors going to get their ass whooped again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They cool carried them off. They got cooled off.
What the fuck happened? I told y'all know shit about these fucking phones. Yeah, I'll find out where he's going to be because I know he's coming back. No, I think he's coming back on the shit because that song, he did the song Swerving and Dipping that I'll be playing, and they want that motherfucker to open up with that motherfucker. And he drives all of the goddamn equipment around this shit for all these motherfuckers that be doing like the concerts. Shit like that. If I get closer to y'all, shit, it'll be better than everybody trying to come to Vegas, shit. I know that motherfucker JoJo, that nigga ready to go. Then this nigga Rev, he just got to get his shit together. Type of shit.
They got a deal. I think I shared it already. It's going to be one of my people is putting it on out there in Dallas with Def Jam. They got a deal. They're going to be giving away, what's that, July, I think it is, at the Public Supply after the show.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out then what day, then next month. We just all link up, making just... Maybe just have a good time. They get ready to get kicked out of wherever the fuck we at. So they gonna be like, y'all niggas having too much fun. So we just gonna book. We gonna book like two goddamn spots. So when we get kicked out the first, we can go to the other one. Yeah, let's pick it up.
See, we just need to go to that house. Let's go to that house that Nelly bought. And he trying to sell that mansion he never lived in. We can go over there. Ain't nobody fucking with us.
No, you know what? I probably just get like one of them Airbnb motherfucking places.
There you go.
I get one of them Airbnb places. So, you know, sue us in the morning type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Ain't like we about to go punch holes in the wall and all that old bullshit.
No, right. But we loud.
We're gonna have a good ass fucking time.
We loud and niggas like to be heard. So you're gonna be like, hey, nigga, let me talk, nigga. You been talking all night, nigga.
Nigga, I'm deadly. No, nigga, I'm deadly. Nigga, if you don't know me, nigga, after a while, nigga, I'm gonna be sit there and I ain't gonna be saying shit.
We don't want you to get that fucked up, Scratch. I mean, shit, we just want you to have one.
It ain't got nothing to do with being fucked up. Sometimes I get in a think mode. So, you know what I'm saying?
As long as I can put my skipper pole in the kitchen.
You know, your skipper pole all day, man.
I'm just going to put it in the kitchen. That way me and Hell Love, we can just be in the kitchen the whole night.
Right on.
Yeah. Nigga, that would be the most hilarious shit ever. If I see you and Hell Love on the strip, oh, nigga, fuck that. I'm about to buy a strip pole right now just so I can have it.
One of them two-inch slick bologna sandwiches while she on the strip pole.
Hey, look, as a matter of fact, I'm going to buy two if Hell Love's going to be one of them motherfuckers. I got to buy two of them motherfuckers. We going to double
I'll
up with them motherfuckers.
Motherfucker. I ain't going to be on nothing. You won't catch me with no Grey Fake playing episode.
Oh, nigga, I'm dead. Hey, look, hey, you got me fucked up because I got so many cameras. I have cameras in every goddamn room. Like,
yeah.
You see that nigga have love on that goddamn strip hole?
You catch me on that motherfucker, I'm reaching for some bananas. Believe that.
I'm low key excited now. You know about the whole situation.
Yeah, because now you thinking about where you gonna put the motherfucking bananas. I already know.
Nigga, you ain't getting ready to get up on no strip floor to get no goddamn bananas.
Put some bananas up there and see what the fuck happens.
You see it. I'm about to make this shit happen. Why? I'm gonna find out what day they gonna be down there because he wanna perform, but he said he don't wanna perform without me being there. So it'd be like Lil Wayne and Waka Flocka them. So nigga, we just get a motherfucking Airbnb, nigga, and go on that motherfucker and just host the fuck up for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Oh, nigga, I'm turned up. Nigga, I'm hyped on this shit. Nigga, y'all think I'm bullshitting, cuz.
Yeah.
I ain't bullshitting. I'm ready, nigga. Then we could get somebody to go and get Capetti and hold his hand so he'll know where we at.
Yeah, damn. Okay, love, gonna push a strip pole through the floor.
Everywhere I get a strip club, I'm going to have a heart attack.
I'm going to
get on those strip poles. Right?
And you can say, Confetti, if Mr. Everywhere get on the pole, you're going to be able to see that.
Hey, we're going to be laughing. That nigga can't even see what we laughing at. He's just going to be laughing for that.
Well, you're going to see me on the strip pole. I got a midget up there. She's stuck on the ceiling fan.
Hey, we already had a heart attack last night because goddamn Dallas beat Golden State. Goddamn, I'm going to have one to get on a strip pole. What the fuck?
Ooh,
that was so beautiful.
Was he mad last night?
No. Oh, hey,
the
dog, we about
the
to die.
Hey, 86 was over there hollering in the room.
Oh, you all right? That motherfucker hyperventilated. 86, are you?
Y'all won one game with that leaky ass roof. Y'all got a leaky ass roof. That wasn't nobody. That roof wasn't leaking. Y'all were crying. Y'all thought it was over with. That's what it was. I had to get a mop in the t-shirt to get all that damn crying up on the floor.
Why is Boston beating the shit out of Miami right now, though?
Yeah, that's okay. He still got two more games.
No, nigga, one more.
Two more.
They gotta win the next game.
They going back to Boston, nigga.
They going to win the next game. They might win tonight.
Nigga, they up by 20, nigga.
That don't mean nothing. Damn, what you call
nigga,
it? Was up by 30 on Golden State.
Minutes.
What does that mean? They was up by 30 on Golden State.
But look, so what? Golden State still lost.
But it didn't happen again.
No, I'm talking about Memphis.
Nigga, Lightning don't strike twice in the same spot, nigga.
Yeah, but some of the dogs has every now and then.
Get the fuck out of here. You just moved to Miami, nigga. You live in Sacramento first, nigga.
Y'all watch tomorrow night. The night after this, it's going to be so quiet you can hear rat piss on cotton when they play goddamn Golden State. You watch.
Golden State
going to be singing songs. Scotty was on his way out here, right? And I kept on telling that nigga, I said, I bet you $20, nigga, Luka ain't going to let the motherfucker lose.
Hey, Confetti watched the whole game last night. But goddamn, when they play again, he going to go blind again. You watch. He ain't going to want to see that.
Confetti ain't watched shit. Confetti ain't watched the goddamn thing.
He watched the whole game.
You better stop lying to
me.
Hey,
you all right there, Will?
Yep.
I'm going to be all right. Ain't sick. Hey,
I ain't fucking with
y'all remember coming to America? He said, it's a damn shame what they did to that dog. That's what they're going to do to y'all.
Oh, y'all niggas is too funny. I love fucking with y'all. But, nigga, I'm telling you, nigga, motherfucking, I ain't never, nigga, when I was in high school, right, and I played football, it was like, nigga, we all had on, like, half of the goddamn football team, we all had on Laker motherfucking, Laker jacket. Nigga, I had my name on the motherfucker every day. Everybody had their name on their Laker jacket. And half of the goddamn football team, they was Boston fans. Nigga, you should have seen how much we used to fight, nigga. I ain't never rooted for Boston, nigga. I just don't want Miami to win.
What school? What school? High school? You playing for?
Fremont.
Oh yeah, at Fremont.
And that playing for Fremont.
Who's in the background, man?
What?
Y'all was all right.
But everybody
was all right
was
for a while.
Hey, everybody was scared to play us, nigga.
Dorsey wasn't scared to play y'all.
What?
Dorsey wasn't scared.
Nigga, Dorsey, nigga, them motherfuckers, they were so scared to come to Fremont, nigga.
No, they wasn't.
You bullshit, nigga.
I mean,
nigga,
Dorsey got, look, let me tell you something about Dorsey High School. Dorsey right in the middle of the Black Peystone, right? And
mm-hmm.
and then but everybody that go to Dorsey is rips. But how are they going to be scared to go to Fremont?
No.
They go to the jungle every day.
Nigga, I used to DJ. Nigga, I went to Fremont, and I used to leave Fremont at motherfucking noontime and go on DJ Dorsey dances. Nigga, they noon dances, nigga.
I remember you were saying that. You said that. I remember you said that.
Yeah, nigga. And then my son went to Dorsey. My son played for Dorsey. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. When them niggas came to Fremont, nigga, they were scared.
Was they? What year was that?
That wasn't a year. Everybody, that wasn't a year you was there, though.
I graduated in 85, nigga.
Okay.
Damn, that's when I moved to Louisiana. Houston.
85.
Yeah, nigga, you was
4, nigga.
Yeah, I was 11.
Nigga say you
was
4.
I think it was
4,
nigga, 85. you
graduated
85 stretch?
Yep.
Nigga, I was 11 years old.
Nigga, I graduated high school 85, my nigga.
Hmm.
Nigga, but don't get it twisted, you know. I got to skip a grade or two, too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
So
you a smart nigga, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nigga, I graduated with straight A's, nigga.
I said that. Y'all, you know, I always say, ladies, y'all the upgraded gangster. Living good.
Yeah, Confed, he graduated
smart.
When you bought your first S-Curl kit over at TGNY.
That nigga had a kitty kit. Don't even look at that nigga had a kitty kit.
Hey, it would. You know what? I tell you what. I think you all that curl you had, that juice just started dripping on your heart when Dallas beat Golden State last night.
That juice was dripping in your eyes, Confetti.
I know Rev Ali Confetti watching. I'll be all right.
Y'all motherfuckers crazy as fuck. Fucking with y'all, boy.
The petty head ass curl with your face on the side.
Hey, this, that's why this is the most motherfucking fun goddamn station, man. Because, you know, I love fucking with y'all, man. Y'all talk about how, you know, everybody... It'd be like, damn, I can't wait to True West Radio come on. But I love talking to y'all motherfuckers because I told niggas to ask him. I'm like, it's like a fucking party line. Remember the old school days when they had the party line and everybody was on there and they was talking?
Yeah.
I love it.
Hey, Confetti.
This is so fun.
Hey, Confetti, you know that glove that used to come in the S-Curl kit? You still use that for break dancing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be breaking dancing tomorrow night too.
What?
I'll see that nigga doing some nutcrackers. I'll be laughing like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I ain't fucking right. I'm gonna keep the dream alive. I might have a little kid fucking around.
Confetti be in the strip club still doing the Running Man.
Look at.
I be chasing them hoes trying to get back all that chicken and that money you and Buddha gave out.
Okay.
Hey, Kelly, why don't you share?
Hey,
yeah,
you the reason Foot Locker went out of business, Confetti. Confetti, you the reason Foot Locker went out of business. They said you pulling up on the block with them goddamn Air Force Ones out there tricking with them girls. Foot Locker went out of business. They couldn't sell no shoes. You were giving them away.
What type of chicken was going under? We're going to have a party.
I want to see what y'all niggas going to do. I'm going to be laughing. I'm just going to sit somewhere and just look at y'all and be laughing.
Where y'all supposed to be going at? With these, Nelly and... what part of the show going to be at? Lil Wayne, Waka Flocka.
I don't know. My brother is out there in Dallas right now.
Oh.
So, yeah,
they got a show in Dallas?
I don't know what they're doing right now. I don't know who's doing the show tonight.
I'm going to have to listen to the radio then. I was listening to the radio. I'm going to listen to the radio. See what's going on.
I was trying to call his motherfucking ass, but he ain't answering his phone, so he must be working. But he's
performing tonight.
He equipment around, huh?
Oh, when they supposed to be performing? The weekend?
Tonight. Hold on. Let me try to call that nigga again. Hold on.
God damn! Who over there getting it in, man? Is that that Buckethead snoring like that?
Hello.
Yes, somebody. That is not me.
Hello. It's hell love, ain't it?
Hell to the no.
With that 86.
Got
it. I don't know who that is snoring.
Yeah, 86 was fan. He tried to fan you last night when you hyperventilated. Hey, where y'all at?
I know.
Y'all right.
You see that? No, you ain't talking. We wait till tomorrow night. We'll see.
We'll see what y'all made of.
That's Buddha Ali, huh? Buddha Ali on?
No, Buddha ain't on tonight.
Oh, okay.
We gonna see what you made of.
My little brother, Dev Dog, is in the building.
What up,
bro?
What's going on, man?
This nigga sleeping and shit. Hey, look.
I'm out the way, man. What's going on? How's everything going?
You still in Dallas?
Yes, sir. Still in Dallas, man. Trying to.
What part of the D is?
Bread, man. Swerving and dipping, homie. You know.
Hey, look.
Together. Huh?
Look, check this out. Where is that Lil Wayne and Waka Flocka show?
I'm thinking it's next month in July. I mean in June. So, you know, shit, I'll be, you know, moving my little shit, doing my little thing, just trying to, you know, politics.
And where is that gonna be? Not Arizona, right?
Nah. I don't know. Maybe here. I think back up here in Dallas. Somewhere up there.
Oh, you know where?
Huh?
Where in Dallas?
Give me about a few seconds. I might be able to tell you. Hold on.
Yeah, nigga, look, check this out. Mr. Everywhere. That's Mr. Everywhere. Motherfucking Confetti, the homegirl Trulia.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Let me see who else on there. Rev Ali on here. Buddha Ali on here.
Hey!
Yeah.
And
look,
Confetti
is in Dallas right now, but that nigga can't see, so you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they like you said, they probably be in Houston. If they in Houston, they're going to be at, I just left that arena down in Houston. So, because I know Nelly just was out there at the one we just left and No Limit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm going to try the West Side Connect and, you know, push, let them hear some of that music, you know what I'm saying?
Now, I'm going to see you some more tomorrow.
For sure.
How long are you going to be in Dallas?
I'm going to be in Dallas for the next, until about the 31st. 31st is about the 2nd to June 2nd. And then I'm going to slide down to Atlanta. Arizona, Glendale. It's a concert down there. I'm going to be moving some equipment down there. And then I'm gonna come home, but then you know I'm gonna try to get back out as soon as possible. So, you know, I'll be around all different type of artists. You know what I'm saying? It might be Smokey Robinson one night.
Wow.
You know.
Yeah, they got a Def Jam showcase in July. My peoples is putting it on him and Wiseman Grill from Def Jam. So they're gonna be signing artists right in Dallas.
Oh, okay. That's in July.
Yeah, let me
try to
pull that up.
I'll be back out here in July.
Hey, bro, check this out. See, I'm trying to get all of them. They like in Texas and Florida and Louisiana. So I'm trying to see where you gonna be, because I just going to the Airbnb so I can hook up and we can all be together.
Yeah, I'm in Dallas right now. You know, I be in Houston too. I'm connected down in Houston too. You know, down near the. Shit, I was down there with my people down there in Fifth Ward, just hanging.
You got like a minute left.
And then, you know, shit, dude. We can get together though, cause I'm going to Louisiana next month too. I'm going to look at that property I told you out there.
Hey, my girl Trudy is out there in Louisiana.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm going to Baton Rouge and Baker in that area. You know, I ain't gonna be that far from New Orleans, you know, but then I might go over to Monroe
That's where she live, in Monroe.
Yeah, I might slide up to Monroe and Bastard over in that area. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's
hey,
what
look,
I'm
just trying to see. I'm just trying to see what's gonna be a good day. Would you out there doing some shit to where I could come out there, because you said you didn't want to do no performing without me.
Right. Them motherfuckers was asking me if I wanted to get on the stage the other day. I was like, nah, man, hold on, shit.
Did you want to get your gear, nigga?
Man, I went over here, man. My boy took a little outfit, man. That shit was toe up, man. I'm like, bro.
You could have got you some skinny jeans.
Man, I need me some 501. I need me some 501s and some other shit.
You could have got some of them skinny jeans and got up there and did your shit. I told you to do that shit, nigga.
Nah, brother.
Hey, nigga, if I see you in some skinny jeans, I'll be laughing like a motherfucker.
Yeah, nigga, skinny as hell. Nigga, I ain't putting on no motherfucking skinny jeans. Hey, it'll be even funnier seeing you in the motherfuckers. Nigga.
Oh, no. Them the wrong presidents, nigga.
No.
Them the wrong presidents, nigga.
That'll really shut it off.
Hell no, Dip. Nah, nigga, this is my little brother, man. Look, hey, bro, we just trying to find out what day you going to be and where you going to be. We all going to meet up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, anywhere between Dallas and Houston and shit, any of them times, it's good to go. You know, even in Louisiana, man, you know, it don't matter. You know, we can go to Florida. We can meet out.
My niggas on here, nigga Mr. Everywhere in 86, they in Florida right now.
I tell them I'm dropping hot heat rocks from Cali up to New York, down south. We love in Florida. We ain't taking no shorts. Sammy B.
I just sent that to Scratch so he can share that with you for that Def Jam deal July 28th in Dallas. So that's my people putting it on
for sure.
Yeah, they get back to
I'm trying to see where you gonna be broke so we can, you know what I'm saying?
Man,
want to get together at one time. Then a nigga just get the Airbnb and just do a chill.
I'm laying up in a suite right now, man. 2-bedroom, front room, living room. It's just me and this motherfucker, man. I just too much room right now. So, you know, I'll be in Dallas. When that time come, I got to let you know. Set me up. Let me know when that date come. I'll see what I'm pretty sure.
No, I'm
I'll
trying to see what day you going to be so we could all meet up together. You know what I'm saying? And I'll come out there. You know what I'm saying? Wherever you at.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to see when this show is going down. When that show come down, y'all. Just come on down during that time. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to see what day the show was going to go on. And then I was going to come down there. I was going to come to you, and then we all meet together.
Right. So that's what's up, man. So when I get to, I'm going to talk to my boy Freddie, and we'll just, I'll let you know. Somebody done bit the duck.
I'm in Raleigh. Hold on. I'm gonna see. Confetti, that ain't you?
No, man. That ain't me, bro.
Okay. I just muted you. Let me see.
Somebody say that ain't me.
That's probably Buddha.
Somebody then squirted some freaking gas out of his phone.
Hey, they
counted. It ain't me, man. That ain't me.
He done picked up Inspector Gadget's phone and shit.
Rev Ali.
Hold on. Let me see. Look, they going to stop, nigga. I'm trying
who that was?
Some motherfuckers to see who
he
was.
He must be in New Jersey.
Somebody put their own self. Hey, somebody put their own self in the corner.
He must be on New York. He must be on East Coast time, nigga.
Yeah, I thought that like I was like, oh, that go, hey, cause that nigga confetti, that nigga go to sleep like
motherfucker. Nah, man, it wasn't me, man.
Hey, confetti, you gonna be like, you get that ball off tomorrow.
To see who it was.
They tip that ball off tomorrow. You gonna go to sleep too, confetti. They gonna get Dallas and throw you can rest medicine.
Hey.
He's tight. He from Austin, man. He got some flows on him. You need to hear the youngster, man.
If you get some music from him, just email that shit to me.
Yeah, I'm gonna check him out. I'm gonna see he plays shit for me. But he got a little different, little unique, but it's catchy and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, as long as it ain't that normal ass shit that they got right now, I got it.
Nah, it's different. He got his own little thing. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a definitely saying to hit you up, man. Let you know, keep you in the circle on what's going on. As soon as I talk to my boy Freddie, I'll find out. You know, my boy says he'll be down in Houston. And I think that's exactly, you know, this is where the playground is between here, Chicago, different places, Midwest, out of Florida and shit, up and down that way, Detroit.
What we try to do is whenever you up in that Texas area, then you know what I'm saying. We just go get a Airbnb. We'll go to the show and all that shit. We could all meet up down there because we way out here.
Right.
And everybody can't meet up in Cali. You know what I'm saying? So I'd rather for everybody be like right there. Then we can go to the show. Nigga, have
check
a party afterwards and all that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. At the same time, man, you know, like I'm continuing to politic and network, trying to, you know, try to shop as much shit around as I can, you know, to whoever. You know what I'm saying?
I got you, bro. It's all gravy, man. I appreciate you, man.
No doubt.
You know, like I said, I just want to, I didn't mean to wake you up because I was just trying to have my people, you know.
You know, down here in these southern states, man, my family feeds me food, man. I eat, man. Nigga get that itis, man. It's time to go. It's time to lay it down.
That nigga say he got the itis. What
man,
you have? You got that full pack, nigga?
Man, you know what I'm saying? I had a full platter, man. You know? I had a full platter, brother.
I ain't mad, bro.
Man. Much love to everybody on the line, man. I'm gonna have to go ahead and punch out.
Yeah, go on and slide out, my nigga. Give me a call tomorrow, my nigga.
For sure, I will, Bubba.
All right, love you, man.
Love you too, Bubba.
We're about to get this here bubbling. Bubble light is. Yeah, we're about to get this shit bubbling.
Y'all, Sleepy said, what's up, y'all?
Huh?
Sleepy just texted me, told me to tell y'all what's up.
Okay.
What's happening? I feel so bad for her right now.
What's wrong with her?
Ain't nothing wrong with her. Pops died, bro.
Oh, I ain't know.
Oh, man, I ain't know that either.
It's in my condolences.
Yeah, Pops. Her pops died, bro. She is, whew. You remember that cat used to, he called the show. I'm like, dude, you can't be having your parents call the show, or moms call, pops call. I'm like, dude, you can't be, you got to let me know if they getting ready to call in. I'm like, True West Radio? No, that was you. That was him. Look, True West Radio, who this? Oh, nigga, this we be dirty. This we be mama. Nigga, they was like, nigga, mama and daddy called. Hey, sorry. Cut the light on, please. The motherfucker, I'm like, dude, cause that nigga have love, that nigga mama called. Nigga, I was hoping like hell my mama didn't call. Mm-mm. That means like, you know what I'm saying? I was trying not to, I don't want to be cussing like a motherfucker and here comes somebody, mama on the motherfucker.
Ain't that a
nigga,
bitch?
Everybody was, mama and daddy was on this motherfucker. Wow, that shit was all bad. Who was ready to hold it? Oh, this sleepy daddy. Oh, shit. I hope you didn't hear what the hell we was just talking about.
Yeah, you just said that he could check in from the other side. What's up, everybody?
Nigga, I know, see, I know my mom's and my pop's number. So I'm like, I always be looking. I'm like, ooh, I hope they never call the show. Be like, we be talking too much goddamn shit for them to be calling. Yeah, man. We about to put this shit together, though, man. As soon as I find out, as soon as this nigga find out what the schedule is, I'm just getting ready to come out here. Fuck it.
We've been after hours about 12 minutes now, too.
Huh?
I say we've been after hours about 12 minutes.
Yeah, you ain't do the announcement. How you going to remind us 12 minutes after?
I tried. I did.
She said we got 2 minutes.
Said thank you,
Boodle. Yeah, what she said.
Thank you, Boodle.
Yes, ma'am. Boodle. Oh,
hey,
this
hey,
is going to be
Scratch,
wonderful.
Hey, Scratch. Hey, Scratch.
What
up? Boy, they kept the show going. They stayed on the radio until about 3 in the morning. But we were still on the air after hour. We pulled a 3 a.m. like DJ Spook.
Hey, look, nigga, the motherfucker, my phone went out, so I never cut y'all off. I could look and see y'all still on that motherfucker. I just let y'all stay on that motherfucker. I'll be like, I ain't going to even cut it off. They on there talking, but I can't get back in unless I call one of y'all and y'all put me on a three-way or something. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, we're good conversations. Hey, man,
yeah,
I salute
y'all.
Let y'all talk, everybody doing good. Doing good, man. I appreciate everything. All y'all, man. Love y'all, man. We still in here. I'm going to take Sweet Pea in a minute and send my condolences. I didn't know about that.
Yeah. Julia, she the one that told me because she was talking to Sweet Pea. And Monday I was like, I wasn't going to say nothing, but then Mr. Edward was like, man, shout out to Sweet Pea, man. You know, poor father with the whoop. So I was like, oh, shit, now the door was open, so I could say it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I know how much he bet. They meant to each other. You know, that's bad, bro. That's some deep-ass shit, bro. But, yeah, you know, he called in on Monday. She was just, you could tell she was drained about it. But, you know, I texted her and said, told her that we were down with her and we loved her. She said she loved y'all too. You know what I mean? We got to hold the homegirl together, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, it's only so much we could do and how much love we could give her, but
that's what family
Yeah, that's what family does.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Because we've been family for too many goddamn years. That's the reason why, you know, I'm trying to see what's up with my brother. I get the Airbnb. Then we could all just hook up, go to the concert, and then we could all be together. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just have a good-ass fucking time. I'm going to do that.
So you coming to Houston or you coming to Louisiana?
I don't know. I got to find out exactly what show my brother where he's going to be at. It's probably going to be in July sometime. But he'll get his itinerary, and once he gets that, man, we're just going and we'll just all meet up at one spot because it's easier for y'all for us California motherfuckers to come down there than all y'all motherfuckers to come to California. Because if all y'all motherfuckers come to California, we just stay in my house. Yeah.
Well, we could do that, too, if we just link up and go, you know what I'm saying? But like you said, if y'all come this way, it wouldn't be that far out.
We could come that way.
It, like, we could come,
yeah,
we could
come
close,
that
everybody
way.
Close in. Yeah.
Right. We all come that way. Us Californians, we'll come that way. Then we'll go to the motherfucking, we go to the concert, then I just get an Airbnb. You know what I'm saying? And we could all stay in there for the night. Just try to get a big ass
the broken boat,
doing.
Bruder, taking the broken boat to the cabin.
Hey, now we coming up. I gotta go get heavy love first. When we get heavy love, then we'll come wherever y'all at.
Oh,
we
yeah,
need to come
man.
Where you at, Mr. Edward. We need to come to Florida. I seen Rick Ross and them down now. Was he in Atlanta with the car show?
He did his house at the car show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that shit was bomb. Nah, but I'm just going to get a Airbnb, man. I'm bringing some of my little studio, nigga. We could be recording. We'd be out there, motherfucker, for about 2 or 3 days. I got to tell this nigga JoJo, so. Yep. Probably like it's gonna be sometime in July.
We can go out to Dallas and stay with Econ.
I know, but still,
if I see that nigga, I'm gonna shock that nigga out.
Stall him out, Debo. Yeah, stall him out.
That nigga say stall him out.
We gonna stay at Confetti House. Confetti gonna move out of Dallas, man, when they get beat tomorrow night.
Yeah, we all gonna be at Confetti House. We gonna just be bunched up and none of that house.
See, at Confetti House, you can go to the top of the apartment complex and look over the whole city of Dallas.
Yeah, I love it, man. It's real nice.
Yeah, got a bar, got an exercise, a gym in there, a swimming pool. A theater room with the damn seats like Magic Johnson Theater.
And that Jamaican woman with them dogs. That Jamaican woman with them dogs.
Jamaican women. Jamaican women.
I'd rather get bit by that dog.
Y'all crazy.
That's something going to look like something out of a magazine. I ain't going to lie. I say, oh, Lord, them milk shoes. But I'm going to stick my hand in that dog mouth so he can get used to me.
I'm on the ridicule.
Yeah,
damn.
I hear y'all. I'm already on. I need some food. I want some gumbo. What?
Are you talking Cajun, man? You talking Creole?
Man, Julia came out there. She didn't fix you no gumbo?
Julia.
Who? Julia? No, she didn't make me shit.
Man.
What? Hold on.
I wasn't allowed in the kitchen.
Oh, shoot.
You know you can't cook in another woman's kitchen.
Let's see. That's a damn lie. A woman can cook in mine, can't cook.
If
a woman can cook
in
mine, can't cook.
She's going to
sit down somewhere.
motherfuckers don't give a fuck, nigga. If you get ready to cook, motherfucker gonna be like, what you, whatever you gonna cook, get it in. Shit. Not in my house, nigga. That motherfucker be like, somebody else wanna cook some shit? Have at it.
I'm gonna say, if she go, I go. And if I go, you go, because I pay the bills around here.
Yeah, nigga, you cook whatever you want to in my kitchen. But it's just fucked up that, you know, my wife can't eat seafood. So you about to be mad about that. I'm about to cook some gumbo up. I think I'm gonna make some of that shit tomorrow.
Well, you can make gumbo without the shrimp and shit.
Yeah, no, nigga, not
the chicken
nigga.
Gumbo. You got
making...
seafood gumbo, and then you got the chicken gumbo.
See? Well, I'm making one gumbo. I ain't getting ready to make two pots of that shit.
Get that gumbo, and then get you some crawfish etouffee and some smoked boudin sausage, boy. Then you talking about some good Louisiana eat. With some homemade red beans and rice, not that little bull junk. I'm talking about the homemade red beans and rice.
Oh, we got that. We do that, nigga. That's when we get in that Mexican food. But nigga, I need some more. I think some more. I think I'm gonna make me some more. Some goddamn gumbo. I need to call Scotty to see what he got on that motherfucker though. But nigga, that's like a $200 meal, nigga.
You go to Louisiana, truly gonna have to make you some of them damn meat pies. Gonna have to make some of them crawfish meat pies for you. Shoot, some of that damn smoked boudin sausage, man. You shit. Well, I used to be the king of New Orleans. They called me the king of Louisiana. Shit, boy, I was all over.
I want some of them big old crib legs coming up out that motherfucker. I want that shit to look like. I want that motherfucker to look like, nigga, the Kraken is coming up out that bitch.
throw your two chicken feet off in there? No, I'm just joking. that's called Hoojoo soup right there. You put them chicken feet off in there. That's called Hoojoo soup. They put that Hoojoo on you.
Hey, if the shit tastes good, nigga, I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm. I had one of my ex-girlfriends. That's all she cooked. She cooked all that stuff, man. I like, shoot. And I like, how the
chicken
hell you don't live
like
in Louisiana and you cook all this? She said, my grandma from there, she from Houston, but her grandma taught her how to all that stuff down in Houston. I like, shit, boy, y'all be eating good. That smoked boudin on that grill, boy, with that crawfish etouffee, man. That ain't to be played with.
Hey, my father used to make the motherfucking, he made the gumbo. That nigga put a whole can of Old English in that motherfucker. I'm like, what the fuck? Nigga, the motherfucker, Old English. He put Old English in that motherfucker. That shit used to be so bomb.
Hey, like, Old English taste good, too cold, boss. I know that was fire.
Oh, nigga, that shit. That nigga was making gumbo. That nigga poured a can of Old English in the motherfucker. And that shit was fire. That shit was fire as fuck. I tried to do that shit one time. It came out okay.
On crushed ice.
It came out okay, but nigga, I'm about to get on one of them little cooking website and find the oldest black woman I can. I don't make that recipe. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get no little. I don't want no white motherfuckers. I don't want no young black motherfuckers. I want to find the old, like, 95-year-old motherfuckers telling you how to make the gumbo. So that shit's going to be right if you do it her way.
Yeah, you can go way down there by Thibodeau, you know, down there by. Way down there in the bottoms, god dang it, you want that, and the alligator tail in it. Well, way down there in the bottoms, all in Cajun country, that's where you're going to have to go.
Nigga, I wanna see outside that window, nigga, when she making that shit, nigga, out there, nigga, the crocodiles out in the back type of shit.
Yeah, you gonna have to go down in the swamp, like I told you, down by Thibodeau with them airboats in Gator Country. That's where you gonna have to go to get that homemade, all for scratch season and everything.
Hey,
With the alligator foot.
Y'all can't get no gator and send it down to California.
Who
can't? Nigga, I want some gator like a motherfucker, bro.
They got gator bites.
I'm
about to say at Walmart, they got them in the freezer section.
They
ain't got
gator
no goddamn gator out here, nigga.
Quite sure they do.
Just
like Delaware got python filet
pythons. I want some gators. I ain't never had no pythons, so I don't know why, but I'm just saying I need some gators. They ain't got no
gators
out here, bro.
Check Walmart and see if they ain't got that Walmart. I'll see me for them now and then.
Hey, look.
No, they got the cooler pack.
Y'all don't get red snapper out there.
Oh, shoot. We do down here. We catch it all day down here.
Red snapper, that's Pacific Ocean shit, nigga.
There we go.
Red snapper in the Gulf. We got red snapper on here all day.
Nigga, that's somebody high as fuck.
Shit, man, you throw the pole out in the water right here. We got red snapper.
Nigga, red snapper is a motherfucking Pacific Ocean motherfucking fish.
Hold on,
the fish market right down the street from my house.
Hold on, Scratch. What kind of fish they catch out here? Right here.
Do they
catch red snapper out here?
Yeah.
They catch that all day out here as soon as you throw the pole in the water.
When I was in St. Louis, I rode with my niggas, and them motherfuckers, nobody had red snappers. But they had the bombest catfish that I ever tasted.
Yeah, they sell it at the restaurant here, but we catch it right here on the pier, right here in the ocean. You throw your pole out there, we catch red snapper and Spanish mackerel. But just right here off the bank. But we had that all day because they got a red snapper season and they ship it all the way up to Canada.
It's probably something different in Florida, but nigga, you can't, nigga, if you in Texas somewhere, nigga, you can't get no goddamn red snapper, bro.
Yeah, we get it all day here.
If you do, that should be high as a bitch.
Mm-hmm. You go to the fish market,
you might
as well
buy a lobster, nigga.
Wait a minute, hold on. What are y'all saying? The biggest sawfish is in Galveston Ocean. What is y'all saying?
The biggest who?
Nigga, so y'all got red snapper out there.
We got sawfish in Galveston? What are y'all saying? We don't know.
How far is that from your house?
Hey, I told you I'll send you just. Hey, you want what you want? Alligator, python, or snapper? What you want? I'm sitting to send it to you anymore.
Nigga, I get snapper. I can get the snapper, nigga. I want gator.
Check Walmart. If they ain't got alligator Walmart, I'm telling you, I will mail a bag ice cold down. They got some things that you can mail. You can send in the mail.
They ain't got no, not my Walmart, nigga. If I go through Walmart, nigga, and I see Gator, nigga, I'm getting that shit.
I can't go to Walmart right now and get alligator and frog legs in the bag. In the sea.
Frog legs over there by the shrimp. They got the frog legs and the shrimp and the catfish and all that in one area up there.
Telling you right now,
nigga,
big bag.
We at California, cuz.
Scratch, you come down here, man. You would catch a red snapper every time you throw the damn pole in the water. That's all you gonna catch: red snapper and Spanish mackerel.
And Scratch, when you come down here to the Red River, you can walk out there, you can rouse a few alligators and put them in the truck.
Hey, look, I wanted to catch my whole alligator and bring them up at home.
Go to Millwood and watch that alligator come up on you and piss on yourself.
Gee, you see him
right
moving like that? They move like dinosaurs. Like dinosaurs, right? Like a rock.
Think it's a game. That's why I don't go up there. I went up there one time.
I blast that motherfucker right in the middle of his head and drag his ass back to cover.
And the man told me, I'm fishing in the wrong spot. Tell me, you fishing where the alligators is at. I said, what? He said, you supposed to be at the spillway. I said, they got alligators. I went and looked around. And shit, I went back.
I'm lying. I don't want to be nowhere around the motherfucker. When
you
I see
that rock moving out there
up,
in the water?
No, I don't want that. No. I want that. I want them fucking bugs.
They just found one. You see that? That 12-foot they found in Shreveport yesterday? That 12-foot alligator in the neighborhood?
They're walking
they
around.
In Shreveport yesterday. Found one in South Florida in the neighborhood. 13-foot last week. Found him walking in the hood. He's walking about to ring on their doorbell.
If I see an alligator walking around my hood, I'm about to dumb his ass, and then we going to have a belt and some shoes.
Hey, but check this out. In California, y'all heard about the bear cat? The bear cat?
Oh, yeah.
It's
about
the
military man from down here.
No, this happened. I'm listening. There was a family. They were trying to shoot a bear off through a glass window. You know, they, whoo, whoo, get away, whoo, whoo. That motherfucker seen them and charged them and went through the glass and ran up in that house and attacked the man and the woman. The man was stabbing him. The knife wasn't even affecting the goddamn bear. He had a goddamn yawk. By the time he got that yawk, he had to put that yawk on him. He was out of there.
Now, I think about the man from down here. He was training in Alaska, and the man down here was sleeping in the tent. A Green Beret was sleeping in the tent, and the bear came and tore him to pieces while he was asleep. He was from down this way. That was like a week or so ago. It said they just had a condolence deal online talking about the bear attacked him during a training mission.
Yesterday, it was a little kid. I think he was like 10 years old. And he was going, I guess it was like at a rest stop or whatever. And he went to go up his, and he opened up his stall. It was a mountain lion in that motherfucker. Cub was sitting up there filming the mountain lion. The mountain lion is with it. Oh, do you know how fast I'd have been the fuck up out of there? That nigga filmed that motherfucker for about like 6 seconds.
It didn't hurt the baby, did it? He didn't hurt
No, he didn't. But I'm just saying, this nigga going to business. You know, when you go on them stalls, you open up the door, he opened up the door and the goddamn mountain lion was sitting right there, bro.
Yeah, that motherfucker smell your brain. If you turn your back to them, they'll bite the back of your head because they smell your brain. That's the first thing they go to. They go to the head. They say the brain smells sweet to them.
I'm thinking to myself, I'm thinking to a little boy, like, nigga, I'll go and get in the other stall, man, and close that motherfucker up. That nigga sitting up there filming the motherfucker. Nigga, I've been out like a motherfucker. Man, call me scary, goddamn it. I've been out that motherfucker. That motherfucker, I open up that shit, go on and take me a piss or something, and a mountain lion is just right there. Oh, no. I'm too old for that shit, bro. I probably would have died. The mountain lion ain't even had to touch me. I probably just had a heart attack right there. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and my last shoot.
That motherfucker had
that's awesome, man. You could have come down here, man.
Yeah, see,
I can
I'm,
see
I'm,
you
was
gotta be pulling
I'm
up with that trailer.
Oh yeah, that nigga pulled up with the trailer yesterday. Spent the night and shit. He probably about to bring his ass back out of here.
I'm about to go out to get the fuck up over here and give me a nappy before this nigga show up the fuck back up. It seems like that nigga just don't sleep.
Who's that there?
That's him. Huh?
Rev Ali. Don't sleep. Ali.
Mm-hmm. That was probably that nigga snoring earlier.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I was on the other line, man. I clicked over, man. I just came.
That nigga Rev's over there. That nigga, you the one that was snoring earlier.
No, it's 8:34, man. I just got off at 6 p.m. I ain't sleep yet. I just got home and got me some pupusas. You know what I'm saying? Potato pupusas. And
that nigga say some pupusa. What the fuck is this pupusa?
Oh, man, it's the Mexicans. They got some real good food, man. They make pupusas, man. And, you know, it's like a... And they got potatoes in it, and it's all good, man. And they got meat and stuff, but I don't eat that shit, so I just get the potato, man.
You got cheese on it?
No, I ain't got no cheese on it either. I don't mind.
What you eat a potato with?
Oh, you know, I put a little hot sauce on it, maybe. I'll put a little... You know, guacamole or something like that. Maybe a little salsa fresca or pico de gallo.
Pico de gallo.
That sounds good, man.
I ain't thinking about putting that on potato.
Yeah, man, you know, I might get some sour cream for it maybe sometime, you know. Put a little green onion. You know what I mean?
I'm cool.
I might even roast me some garlic. Little garlic cloves. Roast me some garlic cloves. Throw them on there too.
Hey, look, when you eat that old type of shit, you don't even take a shit.
Oh yeah, you do. You all the time. You clean yourself out. See, y'all niggas that be stuffed up like a stuffed rabbit and a stuffed little Winnie the Pooh.
hey, you eat that shit the rail be eating, you be out of shit come out white. You be out of some white shit. You have some white
turd. Hey, man, I be out here.
They're like, nigga, I'm eating all this goddamn tofu shit. I ain't even got to take a shit.
I don't eat tofu. I can tell you, I don't eat tofu. That's soy. I don't mess with that. That shit can fuck your intestines up, man. That ain't soy and tofu is not nigga food. Believe it.
Well, yeah, I ain't never had no white turd. That nigga probably got white turd.
That nigga said a white turd. No, nigga, no, it's not that way.
I don't got a white turd.
No, nigga, it ain't like that either, man. You just feel light. You know, when you get older, you want to stay light on your feet because, you know, one of these youngsters is one of these niggas had to run up on you, man, and you got to be ready.
Nigga, I'm feeling fucked. I wish somebody would run up on me. I know one thing, nigga. You know how it is.
Scratch, when we was young, 16, 17, we was fighting old niggas sometimes too. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't just young niggas. Niggas is just stocked up.
I done beat up so many young niggas, it's crazy, bro.
Man.
Uh-oh. Colin Kaepernick go to the Raiders. Go, baby.
Who going to the Raiders?
Colin Kaepernick.
Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I hope the nigga still got it. Maybe can
man, that nigga looking good, nigga. He worked out with the Raiders today.
I don't know.
That nigga looking good, bro.
I don't know. They're going to be on his ass. He's going to get hurt.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Hey, leave my boy alone, nigga. I'm gonna wear my goddamn jersey tomorrow.
I don't know, man. Colin Kaepernick, they gonna wear that ass out over there at the Raiders,
man. I'm gonna wear my jersey tomorrow, nigga, just to give that nigga some hype.
I ain't mad at you though on that note. The nigga, you better be glad he ain't in the city in San Francisco.
I wish you would have went back to San Fran, nigga.
He should have, shit, because Garoppolo ain't doing nothing.
Oh, that nigga, he gone. They about to be out of here.
That's what they should have really represented and sent him back to, you know what I'm saying, over there in Stanislaus County.
Yeah, nigga, I wish that nigga would go back to San Francisco. It's all good, though. It don't matter. I just want to see nigga back in the game.
Who gonna play? Carr? He gonna be the backup for Carr?
Yeah.
Or is he gonna be the third string? Is he the second string or gonna be
second.
Third string?
He's gonna be second. Mm-hmm. Gravy. I'm wearing my cap of these jerseys tomorrow, man. I'm gonna take all the pictures and put them on the goddamn on Instagram in the morning. Man, I love y'all. I'm a god of you. I get with y'all. We'll get together. Hell, y'all call me here. Don't call me here. I'll see y'all motherfuckers on Friday. Shit.
Nah,
I know I'll be not talking to y'all motherfuckers before then anyway. I talk to Julie every day. All y'all other unconsiderate motherfuckers don't just call me and say hi type of shit.
You a goddamn lie, Scratch. I mean, I call this nigga Scratch and I be like, as soon as he answers, I say, Scratch, I am calling you to tell you I'm not thinking of you at all.
I just fucking with y'all. Y'all, I talk to all y'all motherfuckers all the time. I'm pulling your chain, bro. I'm pulling your chain.
So, dude, you pulled my chain. You ain't pulling it. You pulled it.
Yeah, I got to fuck around and I'm trying to get
this. See, that ain't me snoring.
I got to get done before this nigga Scotty show back up.
See, listen to the snoring.
Huh?
It shows them on.
Yeah, that's 86 coming out.
Who is that?
He said it was me when I was on the other line.
Well, let him snow his ass out. All right, I'm about to get back to work over this motherfucker before he gets here. Love y'all. I talk to y'all on Wednesday or I talk to y'all tomorrow.
Good night, y'all.
Friday.